of us up, listeners. Today's episode is another Below the Hotline. This is where we dive into one of your questions that you have left on our Below the Line hotline. The number is 424-272-6640, as always, 424-272-6640. We'll also put that in the show notes for you. And I hope to God we've got a good question today. I hope to God. And by the way, I want to hear from listeners. We have about 10,000 listeners an episode, and I really love hearing from who these folks are. So if you dig what we're building here, then hit us up on the hotline. Even if you have to make up a question, I'll try to come up with an answer for it. All right.
Hey, James. This is John from the Philippines. I discovered your podcast.
John from the Philippines, what up? That is super cool that this podcast has made it to the Philippines. That is very cool.
A while ago, and it got me hooked. Well, the question that I have for you is, how do you manage stress and still have a work-life balance? Because I know it's not easy, and I'm really interested to find out how you do it, since I'm planning to become an entrepreneur myself. I would really love to hear your thoughts about this, so I hope you'll have the time to answer my question. Thanks.
All right. John from the Philippines, that is a great question, because people, it's like this abstract concept that people talk about work-life balance, and most people don't have that balance. It is non-existent for, I'd say, 99% of the people that I chat with that are founders. And when I was a founder, I had to try everything, get it so wrong until starting to piece together what I think is a great work-life balance today, you know, with two young kids and this podcast, full-time angel investing and running a company all at the same time. And I still feel like I have energy cycles to give to other projects. And it's such a great question. And I actually want to balance, the word balance, let's key in on that. You balance on a surfboard. To get balance on a surfboard, you need momentum. And to get momentum, you need consistency. And to get consistency, you need routines. And I feel like routines always come down to boundaries. So let me say it again. It is, you have balance, which is the goal, coming from momentum. And momentum is a function of consistency. Consistency is a function of routines. And routines are a function of boundaries. So you reverse that, and I feel like the answer to your question around work-life balance and balancing things comes down to the first step, which is boundaries and being able to stick to those boundaries. And it is a function of, it's not all upside to have boundaries, to say, you know what, I'm going to every morning block off 2 hours of just prep time for the workday. That is not easy. Or to say, you know what, I'm going to have this date night every week on Tuesday nights, which is what we do. And that might feel like you're going to, you know, shave off some opportunity here or there. But by having that type of boundary, then it allows you to create other boundaries in life. And those boundaries allow for you to have consistency, momentum, and then balance. And if you cannot practice boundaries, then you are a prime candidate for probably someone that's listening to this that has a very whacked work-life balance, that has no work-life balance. So whether it is boundaries of no meetings on Wednesdays, so you can do your deep work on a Wednesday, boundary of I'm going to wake up every morning at the same time because that's going to be most biologically, rhythmically conducive to getting into flow within 30 minutes. And I have another episode on that. If you look up the voicemail question that I got around the single piece of advice I'd give towards managing one's psychology. The biggest advice I ever got in life, professionally or personally, no joke, was when I was about 27, hearing from a sleep doctor telling me to wake up every morning at the same time. And that will set my biological, my hormonal clock to release the cortisol at the same time every day to wake me up naturally, to release the melatonin every day at the same time to help me go to sleep naturally. And it all comes from this boundary that is set that allows for consistency. And it took about 8 days before it was actually consistent, then momentum coming from that. So that is a perfect example. By setting that boundary, you have a foothold for consistency. Another boundary that I love is no meeting Wednesdays and no meeting Fridays is what I do now. But I actually, you know, when I wasn't CEO and running my own thing, after I'd sold my company to Airbnb, I was there for 2 years and I had to introduce this to my boss that we were going to do no meetings on Wednesdays. And it took about 3 emails. All told, maybe it was 90 minutes of investment in this argument of, hey, can we try this out for 4 weeks? I don't want anyone on my team to have any meetings on Wednesdays. And before I knew it, and luckily there were other examples, pockets of the company that did this, but my boss wasn't a fan of it and eventually was, after 3 emails and 90 minutes of kind of investing in trying this out and being having a concerted effort towards this boundary. It allowed not only me to do it, but then everybody on the team, including his teams, started to do it. And it was just saying, okay, I need to create this boundary. Yeah, it might not have the best impression in this situation, in this conversational situation with him, but it led to it's my favorite day of the week, by far my favorite day of the week. I freaking love, I go to bed on Tuesday nights and it is better than it's better than Friday nights when I was 8 years old. It is so amazing to go to bed on Tuesdays and be like, wow, I'm going to have that whole day to do deep work. And then I'm able to get ahead of things on work. I'm able to use that foothold to actually get a whole smattering of things done on Wednesdays. And then I feel like I'm ahead of the eight ball instead of behind the eight ball because I'm creating that boundary that then allows for this consistency. Every day I plan my deep work for Wednesdays. That boundary of waking up every morning at the same time, within 30 minutes, I'm in flow and knocking things out. The boundary is the foothold, that first foothold to climbing a mountain. And you also build the muscle to be able to create those boundaries. You just know, okay, this email or this request or this conversation of saying no to someone that's asking for your time that you need to practice the art of undercommitting. The muscle gets built and it gets easier and easier to create those boundaries. And before you know it, you've got boundaries that lead to routines that lead to consistency being the function of momentum. And with momentum, you're balancing on that surfboard. And as the adage goes, you can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf. And learning to surf, learning to balance work and life, I think comes down to boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. So I hope that is helpful for you. And if you've got a question, hit the hotline up, 424-272-6640, 424-272-6640. Anything at the intersection of entrepreneurship, technology, philosophy, feel free to hit us up and we'll do our best to answer it. Thank you all. Until next time, this is Below the Line.